Would you stand with me, please? Let's worship him. Cry out, amen.
Y los corazones claman, amen.
Let it be done.
Que sea hecho.
Hide us, Lord.
Escóndenos, Señor.
Hide us in your holiness.
En tu santidad, escóndenos.
We need you more and more every day.
Te necesitamos más y más cada día.
See, Father, the darkness of this world.
Mirar las tinieblas de este mundo.
The oppressive spirits of the enemy. But we see the call of your spirit and deep in our soul. Calling, ever calling, ever wooing each one of us. I have called you. I am calling you. I'm calling you to me. Deeper. Let me speak. Hear my words. Hear my voice. Follow me. Listen to me. And let my power of my word spoken create in you me all over again. Oh, God be praised. So, Father, we are here for one purpose. That's to see you magnified, glorified, to be lifted up in every heart. And we ask now, Father, please take your place in each one of us over whatever's bothering us. And there's plenty of things to bother us, whether it's things in our bodies, things in our environment around each one of us, worries, frustrations, aches and pains. But Lord, you are over all. So we count on you and trust in you. And now we come to meet with you under the blood of your Son. Our Lord Jesus. And know there's power in the blood of the Lamb. Life-changing power. Power of transformation. So we come with boldness. Give you praise now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanks. You may be seated. Oh. You know, it's just incredible, isn't it? That, how many of you had an easy week? Everything just sailed along smoothly, no ruffles, no. That's quite a. I agree. I think about something. How many things, if you stop and think about it, are pulling you outward, demanding your attention outward, things that you must pay attention to? You live in this world, right? How many are there? Whether it be things of your health, things of your relationships, things with marriage, children,
matrimonio, hijos.
Okay, brothers, sisters,
hermano, hermana.
Think about it.
Piensa acerca de
work.
Trabajo.
Okay, housekeeping.
Y limpieza de casa.
All kinds of things.
De cosas.
Could you count them?
¿Podría usted contarlos?
How many things are around you pulling you your attention outward?
Jalándolo, para que agarre su atención.
Now,
exteriormente,
how many things are pulling you inward?
¿Cuántas cosas están jalándose, internamente?
One.
Una.
Him. Period.
El punto.
Think of that. Thousands of forces around you in every direction. You have to pay attention to this. This is important. This is critical. And you do. You're going to work and make a living and clean your house and change diapers. And, right? But there's only one, and that's the Spirit of God that pulls you inward. And he's trying to tell you that's enough. Question for the young people to start out. You hear us talk a lot about being a child of God, right? Who can I pick on today, Timothy? Are you listening? Oh, good. We talk about being sons and daughters of God. Okay, so, Lilia, do you go out at night by yourself? Why not? Yeah. Why is it more dangerous? It's dark. There are children of the day and there's children of darkness, and children of darkness do dark things in dark places. True or not true? Aren't there more spirits out there? Timothy, if you could walk, what if you had to walk? And you're downtown and your car got broken down and your dad had a broken leg and you had to go somewhere to get help. And you're by yourself.
A pedir ayuda, te irías por ti mismo.
What would it be like?
¿Cómo
How would you feel?
¿Cómo lo harías?
Zoe? Scared.
¿Es con miedo?
But what if all of a sudden Daddy came right next to you and held your hand and said, here, honey, stay right by me.
Está ahí contigo. Huh?
How would that make you feel?
¿Cómo te haría eso sentir?
Protected. So what would happen to your fear?
¿Qué le pasaba?
Levi,
a tu temor,
if Daddy was walking right beside you in the night, would you be as afraid or as if you were alone?
¿Tendrías temor si tu padre estaría ahí contigo? No, para nada.
There you go.
Ahí está.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Daddy's big and strong, and he will,
Porque
what will Daddy do?
Y él te cuidaría.
He will do what? He will protect me. He will watch
te
over me.
Él te cuidaría de ti.
So all of those spirits and thugs.
Todos esos espíritus y pensamientos.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So now.
So ahora.
Okay. Noah.
Noé.
What does it mean?
¿Qué significa?
Your dad is strong and your dad is your help and you feel safe around your dad.
Tú te sientes seguro alrededor de tu papá.
What about being a son of God?
¿Qué acerca de ser un hijo de Dios?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Seth, who's more powerful than that?
Entonces, ¿qué es más poderoso que eso?
So, if you had to choose to trust in God or your dad, which would you choose?
Escoger entre Dios y tu papá, ¿quién ibas a
escoger? Why?
A Dios, ¿por qué?
Because if God was walking beside you,
por si Dios estaba caminando
in the dark of the night,
en la oscuridad, en la noche,
wouldn't you feel
no te sentirías
nothing can harm me?
Que nada me puede lastimar.
Philip.
Felipe.
So.
Entonces.
Emma, what's it mean to be a daughter of God?
Emma, ¿qué significa ser una hija de Dios?
There's something. You think of that.
¿Tú piensas acerca de yo?
Isabel.
Isabel.
See your jerk.
¿Viste cómo te torciste?
I mean, aren't I? Okay, what does it mean to be a daughter?
¿Qué significa ser una hija?
You're Josh's daughter.
Tú eres la hija de José.
And Josh.
¿Y Josh?
is a pretty good dad, and he watches over you and he provides for you, and you
te cuida.
And you're safe around him. So think of what it is when God says, Isabel, you're my daughter in the soul, right? How does that make you feel?
¿Cómo te hace eso sentir?
Hey, kids, how about older kids?
¿Qué niños más grandes?
We're walking in dark places.
Estamos
it's a dark world.
En lugares oscuros.
What does it mean to be a son?
¿Qué significa?
What does it mean to be a father?
Ser un hijo. Huh? ¿Qué significa ser un padre? ¿Eh?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that hire, what do they call them, bouncers and
hay mucha gente
what,
que
bodyguards.
Son,
yeah,
son
bodyguards.
Altos, como se le dice, guardaespaldas.
Yeah, what would you rather have, a human bodyguard or a...
¿Qué te preferirías tener, un guardaespaldas humano?
Oh, Psalm 118, I think there's a verse
Salmo
there. Let's go
119.
There. Yeah.
Sí.
Okay. Get your Bibles out. I'm going to call you to read a verse, okay?
Les voy a llamar para que lean un versículo, ¿está bien?
Verse 6.
Versículo
Micah.
Six.
Don't you love that? Who's on your side?
118.
Verse 6.
Jehová está conmigo, no temeré lo que me pueda hacer el hombre.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Verse 7.
Versículo 7.
Seth.
Seth.
Who hates you? Demons and devils and all kinds of people, but who loves you? Right? Verse 8, Noah. There you go. Timothy, verse 9. Oh, does somebody next to you have a Bible? Let's all read 9 together. How's that? It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in trust. Okay. So what if you were Israel and what if Hamas was surrounding you and they were bombarding you? Let me ask you a question. Did it happen in Israel before? What about the time the Assyrians surrounded? Did they pull out their swords? Did they say, let's train to be soldiers? What did they do? They got a letter from a man by Rabshakeh, isn't that his name? And Hezekiah took that letter and he took it into the house of the Lord and he laid it on the floor. And you know what he said? Look, God! Our Lord, do you see what they're saying about you? Can you believe that? They're saying you're omnipotent. Not omnipotent. They say that they're more powerful than you. God came on the scene. Okay. When Israel turns to the Lord, they don't need more armies. Right or wrong?
Correcto, incorrecto.
God's going to come, we know that according
Dios
to Scripture,
venir,
and fight
eso,
for them.
De acuerdo a la Escritura, a pelear por ellos.
So, Josh, who's fighting for you?
So, Josué, él está peleando por ti.
The Lord our God.
El Señor nuestro Dios.
You think of that little child walking in the dark, but you say, Father,
caminando en la oscuridad.
I'm safe because of you.
Estoy seguro por causa de
I'm
ti.
Safe walking through this
estoy
dark season because of you, right?
Este lugar oscuro porque tú estás correcto.
You feel safe, Zoe?
¿Te sientes segura, Zoe?
Yep.
¿Sí?
Sophie? Makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Te hace sentir bien, ¿no es así?
Oh, the Lord is so good, isn't he?
Dios es tan bueno, ¿no es así?
All right. Where are we going? Where have we been?
¿A dónde hemos estado? ¿A dónde vamos?
Spiritually. When I preach sermons here,
cuando predico sermones,
as we talk about journeys,
conforme hablamos acerca de jornadas,
they aren't just sermons to me.
Ellos no son tan solo sermones para
it's
mí.
A place I am with the Lord.
Es un lugar donde me encuentro yo con el Señor.
And it's a place I am in my walk with Him.
Y es un lugar donde yo me encuentro en mi caminata con Él.
And it's a place
y es un lugar donde, que
is happening inside of my soul.
Está aconteciendo dentro de mi alma.
So it's so much more than a sermon.
Tanto bueno como
and I hope that as we keep talking about this,
vamos acá esto,
is not churchianity, but we're all on a journey walking with him. That
aquí,
these things
estas cosas
that we talk about
de las cuales hablamos
on Sunday mornings
en las mañanas,
are with me Sunday domingo, afternoon
están conmigo
and
en
Sunday
la
evening
domingo,
and Monday morning, and they're
mañana,
just there, part of
y ahí están,
me and my prayer
parte
life,
de mí y,
my communion,
y vida y
my meditations with the Lord.
Mis meditaciones con el Señor.
So that was one of the things.
Una de las cosas,
in relationship,
en relación,
to where he's taken us.
A donde él nos está llevando.
So several weeks ago,
muchas semanas atrás,
you know, we started, you know, because I never
comenzamos,
finish.
Okay. Ustedes saben.
So we're being processed.
Estamos siendo procesados.
From the negative to the positive.
De lo negativo a lo positivo.
Okay, into our kingdom.
Hacia nuestro reino.
Okay, into the land of our king.
Hacia la tierra de nuestro reino.
Well, because I want to get into the message through Exodus.
Porque quieren entrar en
because
el tercer exodo, ¿no?
That's where he drew me for so long.
Porque ahí es donde me atrajo.
Saying you have to pay
tiempo,
attention.
Diciendo, tienes que poner
after
atención.
Those seals
después de esos sellos
are open and the Spirit of the Lord is calling.
Y el Espíritu del Señor está llamando.
You look at those 63 series after the seals.
Series de 63,
Christ the mystery of God, right?
Cristo, el misterio de Dios,
perfect
correcto.
Faith, third Exodus, on and on and on.
Exodo,
and everyone
exodo,
is a call to you
es para
as the bride of Jesus. Jesus Christ, come up higher.
Ven más alto.
Come out of this realm into my realm.
Realidad, hacia mi realidad.
And that's why I said,
y es por eso que yo digo,
you have 1,000 things
usted tiene miles de cosas
pulling you to this realm,
jalándolo hacia este reino,
and you only have one thing pulling to that
solo
realm.
Tiene una sola cosa,
but that's all you need. Okay?
Esa realidad. Y
so you say, I got 1,000.
Dice, tengo
I got 2,000.
Yo tengo 2,000.
Look at the demands on me.
Mira las demandas.
They increase
en
all the time.
Se incrementan
right?
cada vez. Bueno.
Doesn't make any difference. He
no
knows.
Ni ninguna diferencia.
He planted no you here in Laodicea.
Lo plantó usted aquí en Laodicea.
Okay.
Está bien.
Because you are appointed to this time.
Porque usted está apuntado para
you
este
are
tiempo.
Appointed to this day.
Está apuntado para
you
este
are
día.
Appointed
fue puesto
to be here
para estar aquí,
to overcome,
para vencer,
to show the power and the glory of God.
El poder y la gloria de Dios.
Okay?
Está bien.
So that's why you are here.
Por eso es que usted está aquí.
So thinking on these things and meditating and praying over them, I said, well, there's something more. We're here in a negative form in this being called higher. So I said, let's go into these things that prophet says. He's also here to process us. The flesh is the negative. This realm is the negative. This negative is everything physical, everything in the natural that is in direct opposition to everything in his realm. Okay, because we know if you want to be exalted, humble yourself. So the way up is down. Okay, if you want to be greater than all the servants, you become the best servant you can be. Everything is backwards in his kingdom. Okay? I want to sit in this position. Do you have a baptism to be baptized with? Okay? So everything in this realm is an opposite, looking at those negatives of where he wants to take us. And he wants to take us there. And he's transferring. So my question, Stephen, he's taking us from this negative place, which is totally physically bound. Okay? I'm bound by what I see and what I perceive and what I think. And as we say so many times, you see people
Miramos gente
who are locked into this dimension,
están, encerrados
and they say,
dicen,
this is the only reality that there is.
Es la
if I can touch it, if I can feel it,
tocar,
if I can see it, this is real.
Mirar, esto es real.
And to the child of God, there's
Dios,
a whole other realm, the realm of the Spirit of God,
realidad,
touching
realidad,
our heart,
Dios, corazón,
calling
corazón,
us to Him. My sheep hear my voice. It doesn't say the whole world hears my voice. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and they will follow me, right? So here is this question, now Stephen, how's he going to do that? So that's the subject for today. Well, because I was here on these scriptures that we started out last week, and that's what we talked about, was John 11:9. We're going to go back there and we'll start from there. And I thought, oh my goodness, look at what's going on, and look at here, this is exactly how our prophet preached the necessity of seeing the one who is here. Okay?
La necesidad de mirar el que está aquí.
And as we've said, how many times us who
veces,
have been in the message for decades,
en el mensaje por décadas,
okay, you get to this point at times,
llega a este punto en
okay,
veces,
you pull up a message.
Usted saca un mensaje.
Here's a perfect example, and knoweth it not, okay?
Y no lo saben. Un ejemplo perfecto.
Okay, for years,
por años,
I would look at that message.
Yo miraría
I don't need to pick that up anymore. I know.
No,
and knoweth it not.
Más.
In the denominations, they're blind, miserable, naked, and don't know it, right? I don't need to read that. So one time, a couple years ago, the Lord spoke, pick it up. I said, I've read it. He said, did you hear what I said? Yes, Lord. Okay, I put my thinking down and I just say, okay. And it's like I never read it before. It became everything new. Okay? So that is the way with so many things. And listening to the message, how many times the prophet hounds, literally, I'm using that word, hounds, you have to see who is here. Who's here? Who do you say this is? Unrecognized presence of God. And finally, after years of hearing that, you can harden yourself to say, I already know. But then he has to say to you, again, you just think you do. There's more. Now, if you will humble yourself before me and say, no, I don't have all the answers. No, I don't have it all figured out. Okay, Lord, here I am. Okay? So this is what's going on with me now, and I'm seeing why the prophet did what he did, why he said what he said, and I get more excited about this message every day. I love this message more than I ever have in my life. It is so perfect. It is God bringing, coming on the scene in these last days and saying, I'm going to show you things that you could never see without my Spirit opening this up to you now. You would sit there and look according to your own thinking, right? According to your own ideas, and you would just say, ho-hum. Yeah, I know that, just like I have, right? Until he says, quit saying ho-hum. Yeah, I know that. And open your spirit and your mind to a deeper teaching of everything. And when you do that, I guarantee you, you will see how perfect this Son of Man ministry is.
Hijo del Hombre Ministerio es.
And you will go beyond the veil of the flesh of William Branham and realize he had nothing to do with this. It was not his choosing. It was not his desire. It was not his anything. God says, I'm going to speak through you. Okay? And like Moses. Thank you very little. Speak through somebody else, right? So mind your own business. I'll mind mine. And mind mine, my business is I'm going to use you. Right? Thank you. And that's the way we see God in his sovereignty in this day, where the prophet so beautifully says, I was only standing there when he appeared. Right?
Correcto.
Don't you love that?
No, amo usted eso.
The Son of Man ministry.
El ministerio del Hijo del Hombre.
How perfect it is.
Perfecto es.
So,
entonces,
my question
mi pregunta,
today,
hoy,
he is changing us.
Él nos está cambiando.
Okay?
Está bien.
From the negative,
de lo negativo,
he's going to do something for me,
va a hacer algo
for you, that we could never do ourselves.
Para usted, que nunca podemos hacer por nosotros.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, sí. Change yourself from the negative to the positive.
Pete, cámbiate tú de lo
bring yourself
negativo,
out of this room into his. Oh, yeah, right. Well,
oh, sí,
okay. What am I going to do?
¿Qué voy a hacer?
And you get frustrated.
Y tú te frustras.
You get angry.
Y no, te enojas.
I can't do it.
No lo puedo hacer.
Well, he said he was going to do it.
Bueno, él dijo que él iba a hacer.
So I'm going to go back and take into the scriptures and answer the question, how? And it all hinges on one thing. Okay, and let's go to John chapter 11 again. Would you stand with me? We'll use this as a text. John chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. This just keeps getting richer all the time. And Jesus answered, this is him with his disciples after learning that Lazarus, his dear friend, had passed away. So that's the background to this. Jesus answered,
respondió Jesús,
are there not 12 hours in the day?
¿No tiene el día 12 horas?
If any man walk in the day, he stumbles not.
El que anda de día no tropieza.
Read it out loud with me, because he sees the light of the world. Because he doesn't stumble because of what he sees.
No tropieza okay. Por lo que él ve, ¿correcto?
Who is the light of the world and what is the light of the world?
¿Quién es la luz del mundo?
He's standing there talking to him.
Se está parando y hablando
okay.
Con ellos. ¿Está bien?
Somebody looks at that light of the world and says, oh, that's a Beelzebub.
Y eso es lo que
all right?
Hablando, correcto.
Other people look at him and said, oh, we know him.
Otra gente lo mira,
illegitimate
lo
child.
Conocemos.
Yeah, we heard all kinds of stories about
sí,
him.
Todo tipo de historias,
we know his family,
conocemos
his brothers
familia,
and sisters. We know where they live.
Sabemos dónde
we know his mother,
sabemos
you know.
Su madre.
Yeah, we know that guy.
Sí, conocemos a ese hombre.
But some people, because
gente,
of what was inside of them,
de lo que estaba
saw something
de ellos,
different than what others saw, and they
miraron,
saw the light of the world.
La luz del mundo.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
He doesn't stumble because, that's of an important world, because
no,
what?
Porque
he sees the
porque él ve la luz
verse 10,
versículo 10.
But read it out loud with me.
Conmigo.
But if a man walk in the night, he stumbles because why? There is
no hay light in him.
Isn't that powerful? What does Jesus say in there? The light in your soul gives you to the light of the world. You don't, if there's no light in you to see, you won't come. Thank you. You may be seated.
Usted tropezará. Gracias. Usted se puede sentar.
Okay.
Está bien.
So what is this all about?
¿De qué se trata todo esto?
Children
¿Niños?
Of God
¿Hijos de Dios?
See their father.
Miran a su padre.
They know their father.
Conocen a su padre.
Children of
¿Hijos
God
de Dios?
See God.
Miran a Dios.
Period.
Punto.
Nobody else does.
Nadie más lo hace.
Nobody else can.
Nadie más puede.
Let me say it again.
Déjeme decirlo.
Children of God,
hijos de Dios,
recognize their God.
Reconocen a Dios.
Now, what's so okay? That's nice.
Okay, eso es bonito.
Oh, that's nice. I see God. Okay.
Mira a Dios.
Oh, I got that done. Let's go home.
Ya agarré eso. Vámonos a casa.
No.
No.
You haven't even started.
Ni siquiera has empezado.
So let's go on.
So vamos a continuar.
Children of God,
e hijas de Dios,
see God,
miran a Dios,
and recognize God,
y reconocen a Dios,
and become His heirs.
Y llegan a ser sus herederos.
Oh, there's a whole thing.
Oh, ahí hay toda una cosa.
And those that don't see Him,
y aquellos que no lo miran,
cannot become an heir,
no pueden llegar a ser herederos,
and cannot receive Him,
porque no lo pueden recibir.
And cannot receive anything from Him if they can't see Him. Now, do you see why the Spirit of God in this day? Who's here? You must recognize. All right. Now, if I've said the truth, He's obligated to come and prove. Okay. And here's the Messiah sign. 1964. 1965, they said, oh, the anointing left him.
Oh, el ungimiento lo dejó.
Okay?
¿Está bien? Dice la gente.
That's foolishness.
Esa es locura.
Here he is, 1965.
Aquí está él.
Your name is Debbie Morris. You live in Minnetonka. Your house is green and this and this and this, and you drive this kind of car, and you were sitting on the side of your bed this morning, and you had a little fainting attack, and you went to the doctor, and he looks like this. How many times have you heard those things? What's that called?
¿Qué es eso? ¿Qué se llama eso?
The Messiah sign.
La señal mesiaca.
Who's here?
¿Quién está aquí?
Who is that?
¿Quién es ese?
One poor little woman one time
Una
said,
pobre mujer dijo,
Sir,
Señor,
when Messiah comes, he will tell us these things.
Él nos dirá estas cosas.
Look at America.
Mire América.
Oh, we don't recognize that. We don't recognize anything.
No reconocemos eso, no reconocemos
oh, that's
nada.
Just that's just mind reading. Oh, that's just mental telepathy. Oh, that's something. And so they wonder why this word has no effect on them. Okay, listen, here Jesus lays it out. And he lays it out perfectly. Seed recognize the source of their seed. Sons recognize father. Daughters recognize their father. When they recognize them, something happens,
algo pasa.
And he says, now,
dice, ahora,
I've been waiting you for to recognize me, kids.
Yo estoy esperando para que me reconozcas.
Now let me start pouring out into you. Now let me
Déjame.
Start giving out into you.
Déjame estar,
okay.
Comenzar a estar dentro de ti, a darte a ti.
Let's go. We've
Vamos.
Got some scriptures.
Tenemos algunas escrituras.
And I'm praying.
Estoy orando.
Well,
bueno.
I just keep getting more and more and more every week. Okay, let's go to Matthew. Again, are we there? No, we were in John. Matthew chapter 13, something we know so well. Something we know so well. But we have some verses here.
Pero tenemos unos versículos aquí.
Okay, here Jesus is.
Aquí
Jesús. Here there's groups around him.
Aquí está este grupo alrededor.
Here there's actually throngs and multitudes around him.
Mucha gente y multitud alrededor.
And he talks in parables.
Y él les habló en parábolas.
And he comes to his 12.
Y viene
he says, I'm going to talk differently to you.
Les voy a hablar a ustedes diferente.
So he comes to his children.
Viene a sus hijos.
And he says, I'm going to say things differently to you than I would to them.
Voy a hacer cosas diferentes a ustedes que
okay.
Voy a hablarles a ellos.
Well, an unbeliever, a critic would say, well, that's not very nice. I don't like a God like that.
No me gusta un Dios
I like a God that's inclusive of everybody.
Yo me gusta un Dios
and so I'll just go make my own. Because mine is much nicer than yours.
Mi Dios es más bueno
okay.
Que ¿Está bien?
Mine is so good.
El mío es tan bueno.
Mine is much better than yours.
El mío es más bueno que tuyo, mejor.
So,
entonces,
he says, but this is how I'm going to do it.
Pero esto es así como lo voy a hacer.
It is given to know the kingdom of heaven, not kingdom of this earth. He's taken them into another dimension, kingdom
llevando,
of heaven.
Llevando hacia otra dimensión.
Verse 11.
Versículo 11.
And Y whosoever hath, how many times have we gone over this?
Cualquiera que tiene, ¿cuántas veces hemos pasado?
Hath what?
¿Tener qué?
Hath that seed in him.
Esa semilla en él.
Jesus said they stumble because there is no light in them.
Jesús dice, ellos tropiezan porque no hay luz.
So if there's light in them, they're going to be receiving from him.
Entonces van a estar recibiendo de él.
Come on.
Piense.
So he entonces, that has.
Aquel que tiene.
And then he goes on later, blessed are your eyes, for they see.
Ven.
What are they seeing?
Que ellos están viendo.
Many of the prophets and the righteous men have desired, verse 17, to
versículo
see what 17. You're seeing.
Muchos de los profetas.
Y what are they seeing?
Ver lo que ves. Y no lo vieron.
They're seeing the visibility of the invisible God.
La visibilidad del Dios invisible.
They're seeing God
están
in flesh.
Mirando a Dios en carne.
They're seeing their Father están manifested in front of them.
Manifestado
and he,
ellos.
These people
esta
that see this,
que lo miran
say,
esto, dicen,
if you have this,
si tú tienes
you're going to keep receiving.
Vas a mantener,
and you're going to have more, and you're going to have it in abundance.
Y vas a tener en abundancia.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
Verse 12, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have what?
Y tendrá qué?
Have what?
Tendrá más.
But what about those that don't?
Pero qué aquí, acerca de aquellos que no.
From him shall be taken away even that he hath.
Pero que no tiene, aún lo que tiene, le será quitado.
Okay, do you understand?
¿Entiende usted?
This is our Jesus.
Este es nuestro Jesús.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Are those hard things to say?
Son cosas duras de decir.
They're hard things to say.
Son cosas difíciles.
Do you still love him?
Pero aún así tú lo amas, todavía.
Do you still love him?
¿Todavía lo amas?
When he says things that
cuando
to us
dice cosas
in our carnal minds might look sound. Hard? How can you not? If you're a son, you love him, period. If you're a daughter, you love him, period. Okay. Now we know. Go to verse 14. Those that don't have, in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and not understand.
De manera que se cumple en ella la profecía, dice este, dijo, de oído veréis y no entenderéis.
You shall see and not perceive.
Y viendo veréis y no percibiréis.
Isn't this what he was saying in John chapter 11, verse 9?
En Juan 11, versículo 9.
It's in you to see the light because the light is in you. And if you have the light, you'll have the light of life.
No puede mirar.
You're not going to fall into death.
No va a quedar hacia muerte.
Verse 15, this people's heart is waxed gross, their ears are dull of hearing.
Porque el corazón de este pueblo se ha engrosado y con los oídos oyen pesadamente.
And their eyes.
Y se han cerrado sus ojos.
What is the next word?
¿Cuál es la siguiente palabra?
They. What's the next word after that? So who closed their eyes?
Han cerrado sus ojos.
They closed their own eyes. They don't want to see.
No quieren mirar. Han cerrado sus propios
lest
ojos.
Lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be what?
Pero que no vean con los ojos,
and
que
I should
con
what?
Y con el seis entiendan,
in other
se
words,
en otras
what palabras, are these people that can't see receiving from God?
Esa gente que no miran y no pueden recibir de parte de Dios.
Nothing.
Nada.
Not one thing.
No una cosa.
Do you understand now?
¿Entiende usted ahora?
When you hear those prophets screaming out, oh, thank you, Lord.
Escucha esos profetas
because he's
clamando,
opened my
oh,
eyes to see who's here so I can receive and be a recipient of all that he has for me because I'm heir.
Porque soy heredero.
Man, are you seeing this? Does this make this message more beautiful and gloriouser and gloriouser every day?
Huh?
Don't you love this word? Don't you see what we're feeding on? Don't you know this is the Spirit of God calling a people to himself so that he can give himself? Did you hear what I just said? He's calling you to himself to give so he can give more to you. He wants to give. He wants you to be an heir.
Are
you okay? Oh, okay. You had that dawn Look in your eyes there, sis. Okay. Looks. Is this making sense?
¿Hace esto sentido? ¿Tiene esto sentido?
I'm praying through the Word of God. You see how perfect this Word is that we're feeding on. And how this Word that we're feeding on by the Spirit of God in this day is God wanting to pour and pour and pour Himself. He says that in the message, perfect faith. He says he's here in a love affair, pouring out of himself into you. Other words, but isn't that the gist in that one paragraph? You know how? It's beautiful. He's here in a love affair, pouring out of himself, giving himself, pouring himself into you to give you that perfect faith. Do you know what he's doing in all of these things? Everywhere in your life where Satan can attack you and say, who do you think you are?
¿Quién tú piensas que tú eres?
I don't care who, you know, I'm a son. That's all
no
that matters.
Yo soy un hijo, soy un hija.
And I'm a recipient. That's all that matters.
Eso es todo lo que importa.
Because the bride is simply recipients. That's
la
all there is to
es simplemente un recipiente. Eso es todo.
She has nothing to boast about but
no
him.
Tiene nada de que presumir.
She has nothing to brag about but
no
him.
Tiene nada de que presumir, más
right?
Que él. ¿Correcto?
I'm freezing up here, honey. Is it? I suppose there are. Derek, are you hot back there? You're okay? Oh, you're layered. Emma, are you okay? Hot? Cold? You're fine. Oh, good. I'm going to bring a scarf that I can put around my... Well, and a scarf, you know. It's okay. Should we go to some other scriptures? Let's go.
Vamos.
Okay, here's what this week. I was sitting there in my study.
Estaba sentado en mi estudio.
And Galatians chapter 4.
Colosenses 4.
Now, if you get hot, go ahead and turn it on. I got a coat. I'll be okay. Adoption.
Adopción.
Okay, Galatians 4 is adoption. Now, he's saying... If you're a child, spiritually speaking, I'm sorry, you're not going to receive anything.
Lo siento, tú no vas a recibir nada.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Verse 1, Galatians 4.
Gálatas 4.
Okay. Now, I say that the heir, as long as he is as a child, differs nothing from a servant.
Pero también digo, entre tanto que el heredero es niño, en nada difiere del esclavo, aunque es señor de todo.
Okay, though he be lord.
A pesar overall, que es señor de todo.
He's lord, he just doesn't know it.
Él es señor.
That's where
no
we've been.
Ahí es donde nos
okay.
Estamos, está bien.
Look at the Brother Branham's adoption series. It's so beautiful.
La serie es del hermano Branham, adopción.
But under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father.
Y curadores del tiempo señalado por el Padre.
Now look at verse 3.
Mira el versículo 3.
Okay, he's taking us from the negative
nos está llevando del negativo
to the positive.
A lo positivo.
Read verse 3 out loud with me. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage to
the elements of the world.
Oh, okay. Now that explains it, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Is that where we've been? And now the Spirit of the Lord says, okay, I'm growing you up so that you can receive. I don't want you to be in bondage to the elements of this world. There's a world beyond this one. Time to transfer. Okay? What is the processor here processing, taking us from the negative to the positive, to the reality, to the real thing? Okay, so here, children in bondage go together. Okay, But when the fullness of time was come,
pero cuando venga el cumplimiento del
God
tiempo,
sent his son,
Dios envió a su hijo,
made of a woman,
nacido de mujer,
made under the law,
nacido
to redeem
la ley,
them that were to bring us out of this bondage,
para que nos redimiese,
that we might receive what?
A fin de que recibamos qué?
The adoption. There we go.
La adopción. Ahí
what
está.
Does adoption? We're predestinated to it, aren't we?
Somos predestinados, ¿no es así?
Okay, so we're predestinated to come to a place where in this adoption, God says,
Dios dice,
you know,
¿sabes qué?
Josh,
Josh,
you go to Sophie. Here's the company's checking account, Sophie. You
aquí está la,
it's all in your hands.
Lo pongo en tus manos,
because you prove to me that okay. You are totally trustworthy,
tú eres
totally confiar. Mature.
Totalmente
and I know that you won't write one check for something that you know I wouldn't write the check for.
Por algo que tú sabes que yo no haría.
Right or wrong?
Correcto o incorrecto.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So here is this, and the Lord says, I want to hand you the checkbook, guys.
Que te quiero dar el check, el libro de cheques.
Okay.
Les quiero dar el libro de cheques.
In my account that has no bottom.
Y en mi cuenta que no tiene
profundidad. But you have to show me I can trust you.
Pero tienes que mostrarme que puedo confiar en ti.
So here we're predestinated
aquí estamos
to come to this point
para llegar a este punto
to receive the adoption of
para
sons.
Recibir la adopción de hijos.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And verse 6
y en el versículo 4
is the same as John 11.
Es lo mismo que
verse 6
Juan 11,
is the same as Matthew chapter 13.
Mateo 13.
And here he says the same thing in different words.
Y aquí dice la misma cosa en diferentes
and he
palabras.
Says, because you are sons,
por cuanto sois hijos,
God sent forth the Spirit of his Son
Dios envió vuestros corazones
into your hearts, crying, Abba,
el cual clama,
Father. Why, Abba,
Padre,
Greg, does the son cry, Abba, Father?
Porque un hijo clamará, Abba, Padre.
What is in him? He says, I recognize Dad.
Yo reconozco al papá.
I recognize my father.
Yo reconozco a mi padre.
I recognize where I came from.
De donde vengo.
I can go down that street, Zoe,
puedo ir
in the middle of the night,
and de la noche,
he's with me,
y él está conmigo.
And he's protecting me,
está protegiendo.
And he's watch over in me, and I have nothing to fear.
No tengo nada que temer.
Right?
Correcto.
He's here.
Él está aquí.
The sons
los hijos
recognize
reconocen
the fathers.
Al padre.
Are
padre.
You with me?
Está usted conmigo.
Are you seeing why the prophet está yelled year after year
porque el profeta
after year after year?
Año tras año.
You gotta know it.
Tú tienes que conocerlo.
You have to know it
tú tienes que
so saberlo. You can receive from him.
Para que tú puedas
because if you don't recognize,
si no lo reconoces,
you won't receive.
No recibirás.
And if you recognize,
si tú lo reconoces,
your shows you're a son
y
because he sends his spirit inside of you.
Tu hijo,
and what the spirit that he sends inside of you connects you to your father.
Padre,
and you cry out, Abba,
clamas, Abba
Father, I know where I came
yo
from.
Sé de dónde
I know where I'm going.
Yo sé a dónde voy.
There's my father.
Ahí está mi padre.
And he's going to give me,
y él me va a dar,
he's going to empty his bank account on
va
me.
A vaciar su cuenta bancaria
yeah.
Conmigo.
Here, son, write a check.
Aquí, hijo, escribe un cheque.
What do you want?
¿Qué quieres?
I want love. Here it is, son.
Quiero vida. Aquí
here's
está
faith.
Aquí está.
I want that too. Huh?
Tengo eso también.
Yeah.
Sí.
I want relationship with you, Dad.
Quiero una relación contigo,
here,
papá.
Let me show you my love.
Aquí,
let me show you how deeply I care.
Déjame mostrarte qué tan profundamente
okay?
Yo me preocupo por ti.
So here, all of these things are exactly with the prophet, and now here it is, how perfect.
Y aquí está, qué tan perfecto.
Okay. Now,
ahora,
verse 6 again. Read it out loud with me, would you? And because you are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a what? But a son. Do servants receive?
Los
no, they just work.
No, ellos están solo trabajando.
An heir of
y el
God.
De
there
Dios.
It is.
Ahí está. Y cuarto,
when
hijos,
you recognize your father, you receive
padre,
from the depths of the wells of salvation.
De las probaciones.
Okay.
De los pozos de
so you cannot be an heir without
no
recognizing.
Un heredero sin reconocer.
Now, so you hear the Spirit of God
ahora,
saying
ahora,
in this day,
el Espíritu diciendo,
God, open their eyes. Oh, God, let him see who is here. Oh, that's just a hillbilly prophet. Oh, who does he think he is?
You know,
why is he saying those things? Yeah. Oh, he lost his anointing, we know it.
Yeah.
He has nothing. And one of those people that say, one of those sons, did they receive anything?
Uno de esos hijos.
And look
mire,
in the depths of your soul
en la profundidad de su
what
alma.
You've been receiving from the Spirit of God and what he wants to speak to each one of your hearts, you and him,
usted y él.
Not of this realm,
no de esta realidad,
but of his.
Pero de la realidad
not
de
of earthly things,
no cosas terrenales,
but of eternal things.
Pero cosas
eternales. Are you with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
Don't you love this?
No, usted ama esto?
The message isn't becoming more precious by the day.
Está llegando a ser más hermoso.
My goodness.
Oh, Dios mío.
Okay.
Está bien.
You know, there's only
¿sabe, ahí hay tan solo
three places the word Abba
de
is spoken.
La palabra habla. Abba.
The other one, well, let's go there.
Bueno, vamos ahí.
Yeah, Romans 8, we know.
Romanos 8, sabemos.
These are all so familiar, aren't they?
Son todos tan familiares.
Yeah.
Sí.
And then you watch and see what the Lord is trying to tell you.
Vigile y mira lo que el Señor está tratando de decirle.
Verse 14. Okay, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons.
Porque todos los que son guiados por el Espíritu de Dios, estos son hijos de Dios.
I'm led by the Spirit of God.
Y son guiados por el
I'm his son.
De Dios, como hijos.
For you have not received the Spirit of what?
Porque no habéis recibido el Espíritu de
qué? Unto fear. Okay.
Para estar otra vez en temor.
What does fear say?
¿Qué
Seth?
Temor dice?
Lilia, I'm sí. Walking down the street by myself.
Estoy caminando en la calle yo solo.
I'm walking in this dark world by myself.
En este mundo oscuro por mí mismo, caminando.
That's solo. Bondage.
Eso es esclavitud.
Right?
Correcto.
Yeah, the boogeymans might attack me.
El hombre,
the demons of hell might pounce on me and get me.
Ataque, sí.
Right?
Correcto.
What does it Jesus say?
¿Qué Jesús dice?
If you don't recognize, you're going to stumble
si tú no reconoces,
into darkness.
Hacia oscuridad.
Stumbling in darkness is death, is it not?
Y tropezar in the scriptures. En tinieblas es muerte, ¿no es así?
But your Father
pero tu padre,
with you,
contigo,
I'm going through this dark world.
Pasando a través de este
it's
mundo,
getting darker tinieblas, by the day.
Y se está oscureciendo
it's getting
más,
more threatening by
se
the
está
day.
Poniendo más temeroso.
So what?
¿Y qué?
That makes no difference.
Eso no hace ninguna diferencia.
Because I walk with God.
Porque camino con Dios.
Remember how we started?
¿Recuerda cómo
you might have a thousand things pulling you to this outside.
Miles de cosas jalándote hacia
you,
esta realidad.
You might have a thousand things pulling your attention and your direction and your eyesight to the things that need in this realm.
Hacia, dirigiendo sus ojos hacia esta realidad de aquí.
And you have only one
pero usted solamente tiene una
pulling you in.
Jalándolos
and
hacia
that's all you need.
Y es todo lo que usted necesita.
When you got him.
Cuando usted lo tiene a él.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So Romans 8.
Romanos 8.
We have not received the bond, the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we received the spirit of adoption. Verse 15.
Pues no habéis recibido el espíritu de esclavitud para estar otra vez en temor, sino que habéis
and if you have the spirit of adoption,
y si usted
if you have
adopción,
the spirit that says, I'm growing you.
Te estoy haciendo
I'm going to put my trust in you,
voy a
son.
Confiar en ti, hijo, hija.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
You're going to take over my family business.
Vas a tomar control del
I can trust
de la familia.
You with everything.
Te puedo confiar con todo.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
You're going to cry.
Tú vas a clamar.
There it is again.
Abba, Padre. Ahí está una
okay.
Vez. ¿Está bien?
The Spirit itself,
el Espíritu,
verse 16,
versículo 16, mismo.
16 and 17, read it out loud. Of me. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit. And if children, what? Oh, really?
Oh, de verdad, herederos?
Heirs of God and what?
Herederos de Dios.
If so be that we suffer, and you sure will, you're going to be glorified. Okay, Stephen, read for Uncle Paul, verse 18, would you?
Aloud.
Romans 8:18.
For I reckon that the suffering of the present time
that's the glory that's going to be revealed in you is him. Because you are a son, because you recognize Father. Okay? So, you know, we have these pictures. Omega Revelation.
Revelación Omega.
There he is.
Ahí está.
He appeared.
Él apareció.
In angels. En His ángeles. Presence is there.
Su presencia
His
está
presence
ahí.
Is there.
Su presencia está
That's
ahí.
Man is not God.
Ese hombre no es Dios.
Even the pillar of fire is not God
Aún
itself.
El pilar de fuego no es
It's
Dios
showing
mismo.
The presence is
está
there.
Mostrando que la presencia
okay.
De Dios está ahí.
We También recognize Him.
Reconocemos.
You know what? Some people are ashamed of that.
Alguna gente está avergonzada de eso.
Why would you want that up in your church? Might offend some people.
Porque ellos lo querían en su iglesia, tal vez ofenda a alguna gente.
Uh-huh.
Sí.
Omega Revelation, remember?
Revelación Omega, ¿recuerda?
Who is he?
¿Quién es él?
Do you remember what Brother Branham said?
¿Recuerda lo que el hermano Branham dijo?
Uh-huh. Things that are to be.
Cosas que deben de ser.
The revelation of what he is.
La revelación de lo que
in
es.
In this hour.
En esta hora.
That's what he said.
Es lo que dijo.
Then what are his next words?
¿Cuáles fueron sus siguientes palabras?
Not another hour.
No, otra hora.
What he is in this hour.
Que lo que él es en esta hora.
When they recognize it.
Cuando lo reconocen.
They recognize him.
Lo reconocen a él.
They recognize Jesus today.
Reconocen a Jesús.
What did Jesus say? When you see it in me, you've seen the Father, right?
Que es lo que Jesús dijo cuando usted
He's the visibility
Padre,
of the invisible.
La visibilidad del invisible.
Okay, and what we always said about that picture?
Que todo el tiempo decimos,
He's not God.
Él no es
That's
Dios.
Not God.
Ese no es Dios.
There's a spiritual happening.
Es un
That's God.
Espiritual.
There's my
Dios.
Father.
Ahí está mi padre.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And he says,
y él dijo,
the revelation of what he is in this hour,
de lo que él es en esta
their
hora.
Heirs, It's doing something to him. It's not just head knowledge. It's not just saying, oh, yeah, I know what he is. I've seen it. I've seen the picture.
No,
something is going on inside of them. What did he say about those people? There's a life. He says they're growing. What are they growing? They're growing into the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ. They're heirs. They are heirs.
Son herederos.
So I'm asking again this question, how we started out. We're being, okay, the processor
El procesor
is here.
Está aquí.
He's processing
está
us from the negative
de lo negativo
to the positive. How's he doing it?
¿Cómo lo está haciendo?
This is how he's doing it.
Eso es como él lo está haciendo.
We're recognizing Father in this day.
Padre, los hijos.
Don't you love this message?
No, amo usted este mensaje.
Don't you see how perfect
no,
it is?
Usted qué tan perfecto es.
Because you see,
por causa que usted
you
ve,
receive.
Usted recibe.
Can I say it again?
¿Puedo decirlo una vez más?
Because you receive.
Porque usted recibe.
Because you see,
porque usted
you receive.
Ve, usted recibe.
Love it.
Lamo.
Okay, now it's 5:30. I have no idea. Have I been going a half hour or an hour?
Pero he estado
huh?
Por una hora.
Oh, that's what I said, 6:30. Have I been going an hour? Oh, good grief. Okay, we'll stop.
Vamos a parar, entonces.
Let me just say there's some other scriptures. Hey, the Lord will lead you into more. Number one.
Número uno.
Sons see their father.
Hijos miran a su padre.
You see the light.
Mira la luz.
Because the life of the light is already in you to see the light.
Ya está la luz en usted
if para you have no light
luz,
in you,
usted no tiene luz en
you
usted.
Will never see the light.
Usted nunca mira
the light will be meaningless to you.
Eso no tendrá
okay?
Ningún sentido para
but
usted.
When you see
Pero cuando
the light,
mira
something
luz,
happens,
algo pasa,
and God speaks
y Dios
and
habla,
says,
y dice,
let me pour myself into you.
Derramarme yo
mismo let me give.
Déjame
oh,
dar.
Don't you love
oh, no, no,
unveiling of God. The message.
El mensaje.
Unveiling of God.
Develando a Dios.
You go behind the curtain.
Usted va atrás de
and
la
you
cortina.
See the Shekinah glory.
Usted mira la gloria chicana.
Who's the Shekinah glory?
¿Quién es esta gloria chicana?
It's the presence of Almighty God.
La presencia
right?
De Dios todopoderoso.
And he says when you get in there,
cuando tú entras
he says
ahí,
you hear a voice.
Tú escuchas
and what does
la voz,
that voice say?
Es esa voz de
You're invited. What an invitation.
Qué invitación.
You're invited to be a partaker of what?
Participante de qué?
All.
De todo.
listen.
Escuche.
For as many years as I have seen that quote, loved that quote, thought on that quote, I still have not been able to wrap my head around it.
No he podido entenderla en mi cabeza.
Do you realize how deep that is? Do you realize the extent of God's love making a statement from him to you?
Haciendo una declaración de él hacia ti.
Huh? Hey. Matthew, do you like invitations?
Mateo, ¿te gustan las invitaciones?
Hey, I'm having a party, but you can't come.
Hey, tengo una fiesta, pero no puedes venir.
Hey, I'm going to put a big feed on, but you're not invited. How would you feel?
Voy a poner un gran banquete, pero tú no estás invitado. ¿Cómo te sentirías?
But God says, pero Dios here's dice, a banquet.
Aquí hay un banquete.
And I'm going to lay out everything for you.
Y voy a poner todo
All
para
that
ti.
I am. You can
todo
have
que
it.
Yo soy, tú lo puedes
I'm
tener.
Inviting you to that.
Estoy invitando a eso.
What have we done?
¿Qué, pero qué hemos hecho?
But the time is here. He's opening things up. Sons, start receiving. But you can't receive out of this world. I mean, out of this realm. It has to be out of his realm. Okay? Can we turn a corner?
¿Podemos dar una vuelta en la esquina?
Families,
familias,
mothers,
madres,
fathers,
padres,
grandparents,
abuelos,
brothers,
hermanos,
sisters,
hermanas.
Can we turn a corner?
¿Podemos dar una vuelta en la esquina?
Can we quit focusing and glorifying things that the devil is using to trap you in this realm?
¿El diablo está usando para atraparlo a usted en esta realidad?
Don't glorify Hollywood to your kids. I'm begging you.
No glorifique este lugar. Me estoy rogando.
Some movie star, some sports figure, some anything, some musician.
Alguien o algún músico.
I don't. You know, we all have things.
Todos tenemos cosas.
Right.
Correcto.
Can we glorify Jesus?
Podemos glorificar a Jesús.
Can we say there's something more beautiful?
Podemos decir que hay algo más hermoso.
That everything that could excite you. Yes, look at how excited. What about that invitation? Does that excite you?
Huh?
What about what God wants to give you? Does that excite you? I'm begging you, can we turn a corner? Can we start looking at the things that God wants us to look at that are eternal, that will not pass away? Can we bring them to our children, to our brothers, to our sisters, and say there's nothing more beautiful than Jesus? There's nothing more glorious than this. This isn't ink on a page.
Huh?
This is a living word.
Es una palabra viva.
It transforms.
Transforma.
It's power.
Es poder.
It can take all of your problems and all of your frustrations.
Y todas sus frustraciones.
And you say, look at all the people.
Mire toda la gente.
I have no meaning in life.
No tengo,
okay? How many people around you? Right, Stephen? I don't. What's my existence here for? They don't know what they're here for. They don't know what they're doing here. And here is the secret. And here is the secret. And you have the secret. Why can't we glorify that every day? Quit glorifying things of this world and bring glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Love him. Recognize his beauty. Oh, son. Oh, daughter. Do you know how much Jesus wants to give you?
Huh?
Do you know he wants to give you the fullness of his love?
La totalidad del amor.
Do you know that he wants to make you a manifest son of God?
Quiere hacer usted un hijo, hija manifestada de Dios.
Hey, Seth, do you know what that means?
Hey, hermana, ¿sabes lo que eso significa?
What did the first son of God?
¿Qué es el primer hijo de Dios?
Timothy.
Timoteo.
Walking around this world, there was a man called Adam.
Allí había un hombre llamado Abraham, caminando.
He was the small G-O-D of this world. Right? Hey, Adam, it's in your hand. Hey, Levi, do you see those animals? You can name them. Oh, Levi, do you see that herd of giraffes? They need water.
Esas jirafas necesitan agua.
And you can move them. He said it would move like the Holy Spirit would move, and he would take them to different feeding pastures. Isn't that beautiful?
Y los iba a llevar a un lugar diferente para que tomaran agua. ¿No es eso hermoso?
Eliana, he could say, you know what, this whole world belongs to you?
¿Sabes que todo este mundo te pertenece?
Huh?
¿Sí?
Go out.
Ve, sal.
The whole world, the meek shall inherit the earth. Do you know this belongs to you, Bethany? All of it.
Todo te pertenece.
What's more beautiful than that?
¿Qué es más hermoso que eso?
Can we turn a corner, brothers and
sisters?
Podemos
dar vuelta en la esquina, hermanos y hermanas.
Can we talk about it?
Podemos hablar acerca de eso.
Pray about it.
Orar.
Think about it.
Piensas, pensar.
Huh? Quit bringing glory to this realm that is dying.
Pare de darle gloria a esta realidad, a este reino.
And let's glorify
y vamos a glorificar
our Lord Jesus Christ.
Señor Jesucristo.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Heirs.
Herederos.
Sons and daughters.
Hijos e hijas.
See Father God.
Miran al Padre Dios.
And when they recognize him.
Y cuando lo reconocen.
Okay, I got five things.
Tenemos cinco cosas.
They recognize him.
Ellos lo reconocen.
They believe him.
Le creen.
They receive from him.
Lo reciben de él.
They obey him.
Lo obedecen.
And then they say, come in, Father.
Y le dicen, ven, Padre.
Come on in and take over.
Ven y toma control.
Yeah.
Sí.
You come.
Tú ven.
And do your work.
Y haz tu obra.
Right here.
Aquí.
Right in this skin.
En esta piel.
They love him.
Lo aman.
And you know what?
¿Y sabe qué?
We're here.
Estamos aquí.
Oh, sometimes I break into tears thinking about communion, partaking of the elements.
Estamos tomando participación.
Do you know what Jesus said? Think of
que Jesús dice? Piense.
Just two simple words.
Dos palabras simples.
Remember me.
Recuérdame.
Isn't that about break your heart?
No, le rompe el corazón.
Would you remember me?
Me recordarías.
Would you remember that all this glory of all these promises is because I loved you so much?
Te amo tanto.
I had to pay for you.
Tuve que pagar por ti.
But I purchased you.
Pero te he comprado.
I bought you.
Te compré.
Can I show what I paid it with?
Te puedo mostrar lo que pagué por ti.
And he held out his hands. And he said, greater love
más grande amor
hath no man than this.
No tiene nombre que esto.
That a man lay down his life
nombre de su vida
for his friends.
Por sus amigos.
And you're his friends.
Y ustedes son los amigos de él.
Let's turn a corner.
Vamos a dar vuelta en la esquina.
In our homes.
En nuestras casas.
In our conversations.
En nuestras conversaciones.
Let's talk about the things that are really
vamos a hablar de las cosas que son realmente.
Let's talk about the man that's really a great man.
Vamos a hablar acerca del hombre que realmente es un hombre grande.
Let's talk about beauty that's real beauty.
Vamos a hablar acerca de belleza que es verdadera belleza.
Let's talk about all things God.
Vamos a hablar de todas las cosas Dios.
Yeah.
Sí.
Okay. Servers, would you
servidores
come and
podrían venir?
Come in. Come out and give the instructions, brother.
Amen. Lord bless you. It's a new building, new process.
Nuevo edificio, nuevo proceso.
We are very blessed with what the Lord has given us.
Muy bendecidos con lo que el Señor nos ha dado, ¿verdad?
For the sake of flow, let's just kind of, as we come up and partake of the elements, just come around this way, if makes sense.
A venir
sense.
De esta manera, si tiene sentido.
And then
wait a minute. Okay, everybody's going to stand up. And are these guys coming first?
Sure, right.
Okay, so that would be Natalie and Philip and Opie, Christian, okay? You guys come, and then these guys follow behind. Then you guys follow them from this side, and then, does that make sense? Afterwards, after we've received of the elements, The ladies can go to the nursery room. There's chairs. If the men would go to the Sunday school room, and we'll do foot washing there. Now, as soon as you're done foot washing, don't stay out there and talk. Just please come quietly back, and the sanctuary will be the sanctuary. We don't talk in here. Come and pray, read your Bible, give thanks to the Lord, okay?
Amen. Okay. You can probably peel off this way and just go around. I'm just suggesting.
For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you.
Porque recibí del Señor lo que también nos he enseñado.
That the Lord Jesus,
que el Señor Jesús,
the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread.
La noche que fue entregado, tomó pan.
And when he had given thanks,
habiendo dado
he
gracias,
broke it
lo partió,
and said,
y dijo,
take, eat.
Tomar, comer.
This is my body which is broken.
Que por vosotros es partido.
Think of that.
Pienso está acerca de eso.
How many of you can say that to one another? This is my body and it was broken for you.
Este es mi cuerpo que es partido por ti.
Broken for you.
Partido por ti.
Do this.
Hacer esto.
In remembrance of me.
En memoria de mí.
And after the same manner also he took
así
the cup when he had supped.
Después de
saying,
cenado,
this cup
diciendo,
is the New Testament in my blood.
Esta copa es el nuevo testamento, nuevo pacto en mi sangre.
This do ye as oft as you drink it.
Hacer esto todas las veces que la beberes.
In remembrance of me.
En memoria de mí.
For as often as you eat this bread
así pues, todas las veces
and
que
drink this cup,
este pan y bebieres esta copa,
you do show the Lord's death till he come.
La muerte del Señor anunciáis hasta que él venga.
Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink
este pan,
this cup of the Lord
Señor,
unworthily,
indignamente,
shall be guilty
será culpado
of the body and the blood of the Lord.
Del cuerpo y la sangre del Señor.
But let a man examine himself,
por tanto, pruébese cada uno a sí mismo,
and so let him eat of that bread
y coma
and
del
drink.
Pan.
Of that cup. For he
el que come,
that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself,
el cuerpo del Señor,
not discerning the Lord's body.
Come y bebe para sí.
For this cause many are weak
por lo cual hay muchos enfermos,
and sickly among you,
y debilitados entre
many
vosotros,
sleep.
Y muchos duermen.
For if we would judge ourselves,
si pues nos examinásemos
we should not be judged,
no seríamos
juzgados. But when we are judged,
siendo juzgados,
we're chastened of the Lord,
somos castigados por el Señor,
that we should not be condemned
para que no seamos condenados
with the world.
Con el mundo.
Okay, Brother Greg or Brother Derek, we're coming this way. Would you ask for a blessing, please?
Heavenly Father,
Padre Celestial,
we thank you for your goodness.
Te damos gracias por tu bondad.
May we judge ourselves this evening.
Que nos juzguemos nosotros mismos esta tarde.
Put ourselves at your mercy.
Ponernos a un lado donde tú nos veas.
And find ourselves worthy by your blood.
Y encuéntrenos dignos por tu sangre.
And find ourselves.
Y encuéntrenos nosotros mismos.
Worthy by your sacrifice.
Dignos por tu sacrificio.
We thank you in Jesus' name.
Gracias en el nombre de Jesús.
Bless this bread to us.
Bendije este pan.
In memory of your body.
En memoria de tu cuerpo.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
Precious Lord.
Precioso Señor aquí.
So thankful.
Tan agradecido.
For that awesome sacrifice, Lord,
por
that you've made for us.
Hermoso, Padre.
We know that.
Sabemos que.
Your precious blood
tu preciosa sangre
will never lose its power
nunca perderá su poder
till all the redeemed, the ransom, be redeemed.
A todos los redimidos, los rescatados sean redimidos.
Sin no more. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father.
Señor, te damos gracias.
Thank you for your grace given to us.
Por gracias dada a nosotros.
Thank you for that precious blood
esa preciosa sangre,
that
gracias,
was shed,
que fue derramada,
that this wine represents.
Lo cual este vino representa.
This wine here
este vino aquí
is demonstrating that oneness, Lord,
demostrando
that we have
que unidad,
with you,
Señor, es contigo.
that you invited us
que tú nos has invitado
to become partakers
para ser participantes
of all that you are.
De todo lo que tú eres.
So bless this wine, Lord.
Bendice este vino, Señor.
And bless all that come and partake.
Bendice todos los que vengan y participen.
And Lord, those that want to be here but cannot,
y aquellos que quisieron estar aquí no pudieron, Señor.
We pray that you bless them also.
También bendícelos, oramos.
Grant it, Lord.
Concédelo.
We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
En el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's come and partake.
Vengamos y participemos.